Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Fragility of Bodies by Sergio Orguin. Translated into English by Bitter Lemon Press in 2019, today's book is all about risk, trains, and desire. A man plunges to his death from a building. Inside his pocket is a suicide note. In the note, the man writes how he could live with the first three deaths, but not the children. The police find out that the man was a train driver, attending a psychologist in the same building for therapy after a number of suicides, people throwing themselves in the path of his trains. Veronica Rosenthal is a journalist who's intrigued by the story of the train driver and decides to dig deeper. Her investigation takes her to the railway company itself, where she meets another driver named Lucio. From the first moment she sees the married Lucio, she feels the spark between them. Veronica organises to accompany Lucio on one of his shifts, away from the prying eyes of the public relations manager of the railway, and Lucio takes her into the driving cab on his worst shift of the month. The shift when he knows the kids will play on the tracks, and if they don't move quickly enough, one of them could die. Lepec is a kid from a poor area of Buenos Aires, a scrappy little fighter on the football field. He gets invited to come along and try out for a team in the neighbouring suburb. Little does he know, the coach of the team has another idea in mind for Lepec, a dangerous game of chicken on the railway tracks. The Fragility of Bodies is a fast-paced thriller about organised crime, corruption, and what poor kids will do for money. Having personally worked in rail companies, I know that one-unders, as suicides under trains are known, is a serious problem with terrible ramifications on the poor drivers. This is a story of men who'll take advantage of poor children to gamble on a game of life and death without consideration for the damage they're causing. Not only does the book follow the crime and corruption of Argentina, it also follows Veronica and her torrid affair with the married train driver Lucio. Their affair is all-consuming and steamy, and both Veronica and Lucio question it at every turn, but they still come back for more. Veronica is an independent woman. She sleeps with whoever she likes, she drinks, she takes advantage of her father's connections in the legal world and men who have crushes on her to get what she wants to build a story. She's actually pretty awesome. But she also comes from a privileged side of Buenos Aires, and despite being a journalist, the story takes her to parts of her own city that she's never ventured to before. And despite her single-minded ambition to write the best story she can, she isn't completely ruthless and helps many of the people she meets along the way. Only the ones who deserve it, of course. So if you like Argentina, steamy sex scenes, maverick women, political thrillers, trains, corruption and football, I recommend The Fragility of Bodies by Sergio Orguin. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.